So anyway, welcome. So this has been an eventful month for us at the KITP and for me. And one of the problems is that I haven't been able to really benefit from this very exciting program that Matt and Ofer are running here at the moment, which is, sorry?
Enarkadi.
Yes. And someone else, oh yes. And right, he's not. And it's been very exciting, and it's the beginning of the end, or maybe the end of the beginning of a long dream of those of us who've hoped for an analytic non-perturbative treatment of hadrons. And so I've been very frustrated in the last 5 weeks, I must say. And I'm going to be even more frustrated in the next few days because I'm not going to be able to attend most of the conference. But so goes it. I wanted to start just by saying a few words to the people in this room who are part of the elite who know that QCD is really interesting. And so, you know, I've been looking a lot at the Nobel website to try to figure out what I'm supposed to say at the banquet and things like that. And I noticed something which confirmed my belief that that QCD, you know, the strong interactions, the nuclear force, has been discriminated against for much too long. And this is quite evident if you look at the Nobel Prizes that I list here, starting from 1935, which sort of have to do with elementary particle physics. There are quite a few. Notice also, theory is discriminated against. But we all know that. But, you know, if you look at it, there have been five Nobel Prizes which could be said to have to do with the electroweak interactions, electromagnetism, and weak interactions and their unification. And until October, only two for strong interactions or the nuclear force. And if you look at the experiments, you know, most of them have to do with discovering some prominent bump or particle, which has nothing to do with the strong interactions, or developing instrumentation. The only one which you could really say gets to the guts of the rich dynamics that characterizes strong interactions is perhaps the 1990 Nobel Prize for Deep and Elastic Scattering. So again, even in an experiment, experiments that really elucidate the rich dynamics of our world are discriminated against in favor of experiments that discover some new bump. So this is totally unfair, right? And hopefully will change. And so, you know, it's for that reason that I must say I'm, of course, very proud of the recognition of our achievements, but also proud of this, of QCD, and of the strong interactions. It's, you know, much, as we all know, much more interesting than the electroweak interactions. And, and that's clear by the fact that it has so many interesting unsolved problems, and that it has contributed so much to other areas of particle physics and of our attempt to go beyond the standard model. Electroweak theory, with all of its glaring deficiencies and arbitrary features, raises lots of fascinating problems that we don't know how to answer. But the strong interactions and the wonderful dynamics that we've learned about teaches us about deep principles of nature that we're just beginning to really, I think, recognize how rich they are. And in particular, the subject of this workshop and of this conference, the connection between QCD, non-abelian gauge theories in their full glory as evident by QCD, and string theory, which is our hope for a unified theory, is, as you all know, extraordinarily rich. Hopefully we'll realize the goal of the long hoped for goal of having analytic control over quantum chromodynamics and the infrared. But on the other hand, will undoubtedly already has teach us a lot about string theory and the next stage of physics. So with that bombastic introduction, I will turn over the mic to Matt and begin the conference. I just remind you once again, which I do at every conference, that we're always interested in suggestions for exciting workshops. You can go to our website and fill out a form. You can try to organize a program and volunteer to do the kind of work. Ofer and Matt will tell you how easy it is and how rewarding it is. And we're always interested in new ideas, good organizers, good programs. The only other thing I'm always instructed to remind you is that everything we do is on the web. So please make sure to hand over your transparencies and or PowerPoints to the staff, who will put them on the web so that your colleagues elsewhere can enjoy your wisdom in almost real time. Matt.